Second parak of Tyrus, first Mishnah. Isha shahoyse kuveshes vierek begdeva. A woman who was pickling a vegetable in a pot. Noga and ba'ola chutz lakdeva b'mokem anogam. And she touched one of the leaves that was sticking out, and that part was still dry. When she touches the liquids, everything becomes tamid. She's touching on the dry part. Api she yishbo kabeitza, even though it has a kabeitza, which is enough tuma to tama other things. Hu tamid v'akol tahor. It is tamid. Everything else is tamid. Why? Because the yadayim, her hands are considered sheni l'tuma. Mela, the leaf becomes a shlishi, and a shlishi doesn't affect other things in respect to truma. If she touched in the part that is wet, that was the leaf she touches wet, if it has the size of a beitza, everything is tamei. Why? Because the mashke becomes a rishon, and then makes this oichon to a sheni, and then that will metame the rest of the liquid. Ema kebeitza, if it's less than a kebeitza, utame, because kemesheni l'tumah, but it can't be metame other things. Vakol tor, it's too small to be metame other things. Yeah. Chozer lakdeira, if it fell, the area that had mashke on it that she touched fell into the kedera, then akol tami, because even though that thing is a regional tumor that was outside of the pot, so it wasn't metam anything, but once it falls into the pot, a little bit of liquid that's a regional will be metam everything, make it into a shena. Oisa maga tamei meis, if she was somebody who touched a tamei meis, so now she's like an avatumah, and if she touches something, she'll make it a rishon. Whether she touches the dry part or the wet part of the dry part, so now this thing became a sheni l'tumah, akol tameh, because it's a sheni, and then makes the mashkim that are touching it on the bottom into a rishon. And kabeitza, less than kabeitza, hu tameh, akol tameh, because once again, something less than kabeitza can't be metame other things. This woman was Tameya, and she went to the mikvah, but the sun did not set, so she has the status of a sheni l'tumah. She was maneres the kedera b'daima salvas. She was stirring up the kedera, and her hands were also sheni l'tumah. It was a mashkim al yadeh. Now she sees mashkim on her hands. Safik min kedera nitzel. Maybe it's pitched from the kedera onto her hands, which doesn't affect the kedera. Safik shekelach no b'yadeh. Or maybe she actually touched something in the pot, which is wet. Ayerek pasal v'kedera tahoyo. The yerek is pasal because it's a safik tful yoyim. So the mele is a safik tful yoyim. Where machme. Kedera is tahoyo because a tful yom won't be metamed even if the mamash touched the mashkim, because the tful yom doesn't have that special din and makes the mashkim into a rishon l'tumah. So the male is a sheni, it won't make the mashkim tumah. There's a suffix tumah from her yodayim, which have a din of a sheni, and the yodayim do make a mashke rishon, but the halacha is that suffix tumah's yodayim is the kula, is tar.